Senator Arthenia Joyner grew up during the segregation era in Lakeland. In 1963, as a Florida A&M University student, she says Tallahassee had clear boundaries it was unacceptable for black people to cross.
That's how I came to the front door of the Florida Theater, the whites-only film venue just around the corner from the Capitol.
Joyner says when she was sitting on the concrete floor of a Tallahassee jail, she never imagined she'd one day be leading Democrats on the Senate floor. Senate President Don Gates thanked Joyner Wednesday for her contribution to the civil rights fight.
I am proud to be your colleague and proud to be your friend, and God bless you for what you've done.
But Gates left the room before the Democrats announced their priorities.
Now, let me get out from behind this agenda.
Bills banning discrimination based on pregnancy or someone's sexual orientation or gender identity are on the table. Wellington Senator Joseph Abruzzo is sponsoring the latter.
Fortune 500 companies have already implemented their own policies to ensure that this does not happen. It's time that Florida follows. There are a number of Republicans on board in the House.
And with Republican majorities in both Florida chambers, Democrats will need more GOP support for all of their bills. That includes one from Lake Worth Senator Jeff Clemons, preventing employers from asking for criminal histories on an initial job application.
We have a problem in Florida reintegrating former felons, criminals, back into society. We leave them hanging out to dry and don't give them the opportunities that they need.
Another bill called the Florida Dream Act and sponsored by Miami Senator Dwight Bullard gives in-state college tuition to non-citizen students.
If you look at states that have already passed initiatives like this, states like Maryland, states like Illinois, states like Utah and Texas, their economic recovery was that much quicker because they allowed access to post-secondary education for those students.
And Hollywood Senator Eleanor Sobel is refiling a bill establishing a statewide domestic partnership registry for partners of any gender. It got a hearing last year for the first time, and Sobel says this is the year it will pass the full legislature. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.